we know about this story about Simon. We know he's your ex-husband. And you want to speak really in support of him, don't you?
I do want to speak in support of him, yeah.
So I just want to go back to the beginning of this story and how it started, about the allegations about these texts and stuff.
Yes.
So clearly you still have a relationship with Simon because he's the father of your kids and stuff, so you still know him personally.
Yeah.
So how did you find out about what was going on at the beginning?
Literally right from the beginning he told me.
Right.
He literally just told me, said, listen, Karen, this is what's coming out. And it was like, okay, right. Yes. It was a bit more explicit, maybe, what I said to him time, as you could probably imagine. But no, he told me. And we do get on really well. And there was this perception that, you know, we hated each other and we don't get on. And it's just not true at all. We get on really well. We get on better now than we've ever kind of got on, to be honest with you. So, yeah, he gives me advice on my career. I give him advice on his career.
You obviously fell out enough to split up, though.
Yeah, we did. I think sometimes you realise that two people, you know, are just better at being best friends.
Okay.
We drifted apart, you know, that's what happened with us two. We just drifted apart. And now we don't have the pressures of trying to hold a marriage together, because we know we're just actually being two good parents to our boys. And it just makes life so much easier and nicer. It's lovely.
So did he tell you just to beat the publicity machine to it? Or do you think he trusts you enough that he would have told you about it anyway?
Oh, no, he would have told me about it anyway. So, yeah, I didn't know when it happened. He didn't tell me, because this happened on one night back in August. So he didn't ring me the next day and say, September, so not August. Oh, by the way, Karen, you know, I did this last night. It wasn't like that. But I think he would have told me anyway. I mean, he did tell me about her, but what he didn't tell me her age at the time. And then it was like, Karen, you know, when I told you about this, well, actually, she was 17. And that's when it was like, okay, right.
There's a lot of talk about that and the fact that she was 17. But it's also, it is a fact to say that he hasn't committed any offence.
That's right. Yeah, he hasn't. He's committed no offence, and it was two adults. Whether people don't agree with the age gap or anything, it was two adults, both consenting. No one was forced into it, both consenting to have this conversation, which they both engaged in. Now, her messages were all blacked out, but I can tell you they was extremely explicit. And actually, you know, Simon was responding. He wasn't starting the conversation. He responded one night. So they were messaging, you know, about general things for, you know, a good few months. And there was one night where he literally responded to a suggestive message. And that has been, you know, the problem with this. Had she not have messaged that one, you know, suggestive message, I don't think he would have instigated it ever in a million years.
So are you content then that it was a bit of a moment of madness or a moment of weakness that he responded in that way?
Oh, definitely. And we're human. And I tell you what, I will admit it. You know, I've got drunk and messaged a random bloke in the middle of the night. Do you know what I mean? We've all done it. We've all got drunk and we've all, you know, are either engaged in it. We've all said things that we wouldn't necessarily say when we're sober. It's what happens when you get drunk. It really was a moment of madness, because it happened one night. If it happened, you know, several times, or if it was like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, and then a month later, it, you know, that'd be a little bit different, but it was just one night of literally drunken madness.
So have you seen for yourself the actual text conversation? Have you seen it and read it?
Yes, I have, yeah.
Was it shocking, or did you think, you know, sort of, what have you done that for, kind of? Are you more liberal-minded about it?
Yeah, what I actually thought is you silly old fool, because you've walked straight into a trap there. It was quite obvious to me, reading these messages, that she was given some bait and bang, you took it. So I was like, you silly man. The thing is with Simon, and people don't realise, he's really sensitive, and I've said this a lot recently, he's very sensitive and he's very trusting, and he doesn't realise he's a public figure, and not everyone that is nice to you and pretends to be your friend is your friend. They're there sometimes for personal gain. I've learnt that. I've had friends sell horrible stories that aren't true about me. And you just, it's public life. And I've learnt it. But Simon is just like, oh, but we were friends. I can't believe she's done this. Well, Simon, I can. I'm actually more shocked that you didn't think she would do this. Why would she not do that, you know?
Do you think he should have known better then, basically?
Oh, yeah. And I've told him that. He should have known better. he should have absolutely known better, but he went away on his own to Spain and he had, you know, a couple of drinks and, you know.
How do you think he feels, and have you spoken to him about the fact that you're going on the telly and you're here talking to me about him? And he's not here to speak up for himself. So how does he feel about you talking to me and others about him on the radio?
He really appreciates it. Like, he's really overwhelmed by it, because I didn't have to come out and say, listen, you know, he's made a mistake, or I fully support him. What I am saying is Simon knows he's messed up. He is really messed up, and he's so sorry to everyone that he has messed up. And just to have me, I've been with him for, well, I worked with him for a long time, and I've seen him before he was an MP. I've watched him grow, and I've watched him become this amazing MP and make some amazing changes and headlines that we've all been thankful for. He just had a moment of weakness. So me giving my support is grateful, because it isn't him. In his defence, and it's quite strange me sat here saying it, we did break up last year. You know, literally, we broke up in the June, and this, I can't remember that girl's name, whatever her name is, messaged him straight away over Facebook. So to me, it was like she seen a moment and pounced on it, and then from there it escalated. So from June up until September the 19th, when that incident happened, that is, you know, a good few months, you know, speaking to someone, thinking you're friends. You know, he thought there was friends, he didn't think anything more of it, and then bang, that night comes, she suggested this, and, you know, we are where we are.
So clearly there are going to be consequences because of this, and part of those consequences are the fact that Simon's been suspended by the Labour Party. Do you think that is an understandable response, or are they being a bit mean with him?
Right, well, it's difficult. Because before he got suspended, I said to Simon, you know, you need to take a break. You've got to take a step back and just reevaluate everything, because the error that he made, which he does accept that he made, isn't one that, you know, a man in a forward-thinking kind of place thinks. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? He got caught in a moment of weakness. He needs to be in a stable place where he's not being caught out in weakness. So I actually wanted him to take a step back anyway. Not necessarily, you know, stand down as an MP or anything, but just, I said, you need to speak to your whip and just say, listen, I need X amount of time just to gather my thoughts and just, you know, work myself out. So when he got suspended, I was glad, because I think he needed that pushback. And he's had that shock as well, that actually something he's worked all hard his life for is suddenly, you know, in question, or it were in question. So, yeah, he's obviously, he's not happy, whereas, you know, partying that he's been suspended. But I think what the Labour Party do need to do is make sure that it is a fair process. We have to remember, he hasn't broken any laws. Whilst people might think morally, you know, there's a bit of an age gap there, he's not broken any laws. In his own personal time, he's, you know, got drunk and had a message exchange with a paid professional. Let's not forget that this isn't an innocent 17-year-old. This is a lady who sells dirty underwear for £10. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So it's not this perception. When we first read the headlines and it was like, oh, I was actually really shocked by him. No, you wasn't, because you sell your toenails for £10 as well. You're not shocked. You're a paid professional. So it's we need to look at it in perspective. And we have to remember, there aren't many MPs like Simon. He's never pretended to be whiter than white. He's never, you know, been this rich boy. He's come from nothing. And he makes the mistakes that we all make, that I make. Goodness me, we all make mistakes. You know, gosh, I've got so many, I can't even remember them. But
he might not have pretended to be whiter than white, but does he need to be?
I don't think he does. And that's this. I just think, you know, Parliament, we all say MPs are out of touch, or, you know, they don't understand our normal life. You've got a man here who does understand normal life, and he's worked so hard to get this amazing job. And out of, you know, 6 years, he's made one mistake. We've got other MPs who have made far worse mistakes, who have broken the law, who have done, you know, worse things than what Simon's ever done. He had a marriage breakdown last year, you know. He's just got a little bit giddy on one night. I don't think it's anything. I wouldn't be sat here now if I thought it was something where he should go. You know, I think okay. people should get behind him and say, all right, do you know what? He's held his hands up and he's said sorry. And let's not forget the shame he's got on his two boys. He's really devastated. He's upset our two boys. Our two boys will read this one day. And that's really, it's so embarrassing for the embarrassment that Sam has caused himself. He's so sorry about it. He really does see he's messed up. And he will come back from it.